Judge Robert Shelby on Monday denied a request from the state of Utah which sought to halt gay marriage until the appeals process plays out. The same judge overturned Utah's same-sex marriage ban Friday, ruling it is unconstitutional. The county clerk in Salt Lake immediately started issuing licenses Friday, and hundreds more gay couples were lined up there Monday. Meanwhile, Summit County Clerk Ken Jones, after receiving a written opinion from County Attorney David Bricky, decided to issue licenses starting at 8 a.m. Monday, but applicants were lining up inside the courthouse more than 2 hours before then. Jones said he knew he had to make a decision about his position before he opened the doors Monday.
I interpreted the law to be, this is the clear intent, is to declare the previous law unconstitutional, therefore we issue licenses. And unless I hear different than that, that was the position I took.
That would be your position still since...
It is, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And like I say, even it'll be our position until something happens to either change it or they make it final.
That isn't the end of the legal wrangling, however. The state made another request for a stay to the 10th Circuit Court in Denver. In a statement, Acting Attorney General Brian Tarbett said, quote, the state did so in order to avoid the confusion that Judge Shelby's decision and absence of a stay are causing throughout Utah. We've done all we can up to this point, and we will continue to pursue all avenues available to us. Governor Jerry Herbert also issued a statement saying, quote, I want all Utahns to understand I am committed to advancing this issue through the judicial system as we work toward a clear and understandable resolution. I recognize that this is a highly emotional issue with people of goodwill on both sides of the debate. I encourage everyone to remain respectful of one another and of the legal process. News reports said the 10th Circuit could rule as soon as Tuesday. The court will likely hear the full appeal several months from now. A constitutional law professor told the AP that even if the appeals court grants a stay, the marriage licenses already issued would probably remain valid. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.